Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm Gustavo calling from FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home?
Yes, single-family home.
Single, thank you so much. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
2007.
I'm sorry?
2007.
2007. Thank you so much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
About 35 years.
Thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following: a tropical storm, a category 1 hurricane, a category 2 hurricane, a category 3 hurricane, a category 4 hurricane, or a category 5 hurricane? A category 4 hurricane.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me the name or the year of the Category 4 hurricane?
I think it was Hurricane Charlie. I don't remember what year it was.
Charlie. All right, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Not me, no.
Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not vulnerable, no.
Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Put shutters and secure everything up and just wait it out.
Would you evacuate or?
Depending on how serious, how powerful it is, you know?
Okay, thank you so much. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to read you a list. When a hurricane watch is issued, it means that the hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Or when a hurricane warning is issued, it means that hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or do you think your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Hurricane watch.
Watch. Thank you so much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. And please select your top 3 sources of information. I am going to read you a list, for example, internet sources other than social media or radio, TV, newspaper or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok or YouTube, or WhatsApp.
TV.
The TV, and you can tell me 2 more.
TV, social media.
Social media, and 1 more. You can consider the radio, the newspaper.
Yeah, or the radio.
The radio, okay. Thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
You say 5 is how much?
5 is being most prepared and 1 is least prepared.
No, 5.
5. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? The loss of income or employment, or maybe the cost of food and other essentials, or the property taxes, or transportation costs, or the cost of child care, or the cost of housing, or the cost of insurance?
Insurance.
Do you think that the cost of insurance has maybe has impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane?
Yes, insurance is too expensive.
The insurance, all right. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Thank you. And when would you evacuate? I'm going to read your list. If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. Or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate. Or probably never.
Emergency management. This year, wanting to evacuate. Evacuate, yep.
Okay, and if you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
Far away as possible from where the house is located, I guess.
To a local shelter? Or
no. No, probably go stay with family or something like that.
As far as possible, like another state?
Maybe another state, yes, exactly so.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Okay, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
What's the what?
What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I honestly, I don't remember. I don't remember that.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Can you repeat that? How confident what?
Yeah, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? You are certain, well, I am certain I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with the $2,000, or I could probably not come up with $2,000, or I am certain I could not come up with $2,000.
It's hard to say because it all depends on what damage, so maybe not, you know?
Maybe not. So it may be you could not, you could probably not come up with $2,000.
Yeah.
Okay, and well, how was or how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? It has decreased or it has increased?
Increased tremendously.
And it has increased somewhat. It means that 1 to 10% or significantly over 10%.
Significantly.
Significantly. Thank you. And how has your home insurance rates changed in the last from 1 to 3 years?
How has it changed?
Yeah, it has increased or decreased in the last 3 years.
Increase.
Significantly over 10% or from 1 to 10?
Significantly.
Okay, and in the last 5 years, it has increased or decreased?
Increase.
Increased 1 to 10% or over 10%?
Over.
And the last, from the last 10 years, it has increased or decreased?
Increased. Never decreased.
Increased significantly over 10% or from 1 to 10%?
10%.
All right. And, well, let me tell you that we have completed 56% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and your help.
How much more we got?
Well, there are just a few questions, and maybe it may can take just 5 minutes. Maybe it can be early. I will try to be the briefest possible.
Yeah, because I gotta go.
All right, don't worry. Well, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take?
I'm sorry, repeat that. But what?
Yeah, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance?
No. It's difficult to get somebody to insure your property, so you just have to, pay it or lose it.
Oh, I got it. Thank you. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
I wouldn't insure it for less. I would insure it for what is value. Because you will lose money out of your pocket.
So you may say that 100% that you want to be insured for the full replacement value.
Yes, of course. Yeah. 100%.
Thank you so much. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you move to another home within the same county, or moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or you wouldn't move from, well, I wouldn't move from my home.
I wouldn't move from my home.
Okay, and in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
I'm trying to repeat the question.
Yeah, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, and if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Do you think that it's the federal government, the state government, the local government, or do you think that government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
The federal government, they have money to help other countries. They should help Americans.
The federal. Okay, thank you so much. And, well, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? Using a scale from 1 to 5.
I would say 5. They're pretty good with the codes. So.
And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I'm sorry, repeat it.
Yeah, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk from 1 to 5? How much confidence?
5 being the highest?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5.
Okay, and the same question for this, using a scale from 1 to 5. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I would say 5.
5, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
Same 5.
And the last one for this part, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I know for a fact building codes is up to standard, so would it be 5 too for me?
Okay, and well, next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
You said what level?
It is the sea level rise.
Sea level. Yeah, I guess sea level is rising, yes.
Oh, so do you think it's happening in Florida? And do you think that your property or finances will be affected?
More than likely, yes. Everything will be affected.
All right. And would you consider selling your home in the private market or as part of a government buyout program?
No,
or
not really. No, no.
Okay, and if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Do you think that is increased income taxes or increased property taxes or increase both income and property taxes?
No, they shouldn't mess with them property taxes. Property taxes is high already as it is, you know?
Oh, so do you think that no action should be taken on this case?
Nope. Not for the homeowners. You know, property tax already is high.
Okay. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 30 feet above sea level rise, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly concerned, not really.
Okay, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important for you?
Location.
The location, when you say location, do you mean to ask, for example, proximity to job or proximity to other family?
Yeah, family, job, you know, closeness to a store, shopping area, you know, good neighborhood area, less, no crime, no, nothing like that, that kind of thing.
All right, thank you so much. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say that less than 1 year, or between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, or between 5 to less than 10 years, or between 10 to less than 20 years, or do you think that more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. And thank you so much. Could you please tell me your age?
63.
63. Okay. What is your gender? This is just for quality purposes.
Male.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your house?
Two.
How many people are under 12 years old?
None.
How many people are 65 or older?
Just one.
All right. What is your marital status?
Married.
What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
College.
Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Asian.
Thank you. What language is most often spoken
English.
In your home?
English.
And the last one for this, please tell me which is the income range for your household. I am going to read you all it. Under $20,000.
I'd rather not say that. I'll skip on that one.
Oh, I got it. Thank you so much. I have finished we have finished this survey. I really thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye.